But my job is to see the end of the road. And what must be done, what you have to know before we can get there. And I don't drag anybody through it with me. If you want to come with me and you get bogged down, I can carry you, but I do not drag you in there. That's a reason that I want you to have clear in your mind. So that if you're disillusioned, I haven't done it to you. We're up against some very serious times. We need to continually now increase the frequency, for instance, in the DNA structure of the Gondwana itself. Because you're getting more and more and more of these invisible photons. Photons simply meaning light waves, high frequency light waves. What are they telling you? Just this week, put number 15 sunblock on your babies. It is coming quickly. And it is not just a mutation of cells that give skin cancer. You are literally through these photon projectiles introducing alien DNA into your very cellular structure. And if your immune system cannot handle it, you will have a tumor. It will alter the very structure, your very genetic structure. And you're in it. You're in it. So we have to attend these things. And meanwhile, back at the ranch, you've got to worry about whether the earth's going to open up. Do we have anything new from Cali? Or maybe Ed would like to give us just a little dissertation he gave Doris last night on the earthquake activity around your ring of fire. You're getting it all the way, you know, from Japan to around through Mexico, right in your own backyard.
Okay, I'll explain a little bit of what I was telling Doris last night. We don't have writing from Cali today, but I have been in contact with her, and we've both been watching the movement of the Pacific Plate in particular. Now, in recent writings from Professor Soltek, he's been telling us about the importance of reciprocal motion across the Pacific Plate. So if you picture in your mind, just for an approximation, picture Hawaii at the center of a clock face, and consider California maybe at about 2 o'clock on that clock face, and Mexico at 3, and South America at 4. And then Japan over about 9:30 or 10, and Indonesia about 8 or 8:30. So just picture a clock face like that. And whenever there's a quake on one side of that clock face, it tends to reflect, or waves go across the plate the same way they go across your bathtub. If you cause waves to occur near one end, they'll bounce off and splash back the other way. But what happened starting Monday of this past week, of this week, or last Monday, was there was a fairly major quake in the area around 8:30, 9 o'clock between Indonesia and Japan in that area of the trench. They called it close to a 7 on the Richter scale. But you have to remember that they've invented this new scale now. And the new scale is a lot like going to Kmart and something's on sale for $49.95. It's not 50, it's $49.95. And so this new sale price kind of Richter scale always sort of downgrades the magnitude of the quakes. So we'll just call it about a 7.5 quake. Now that occurred Monday in that area over there. Just picture between Japan, say 9 o'clock, 9:30, and 8 o'clock, 8:30, where Indonesia is. Now, that wave started rippling back across the Pacific Plate within a day and a day and a half, and we had activity in the San Fernando Valley occurring. Remember, Soltec said to always watch Japan, and if something happens big near Japan, to then expect activity in California. Well, that big quake occurred over there, and within a day or so, we had a whole range of increased activity in the San Fernando Valley, but the largest quake occurred at 6 o'clock, Wednesday morning, and they did not announce it. I was up till about 8 o'clock Wednesday morning. There was nothing on the morning news between 6 and 8, but at 4:30 that afternoon, there was a second quake. The one early in the morning was around a 5 on the Richter scale. Now, around 4:30 that afternoon, there was a 3.8, and they did announce the 3.8 on KNX, the big news radio station in Los Angeles, but listen to how they announced it. They said, well, don't worry about this 3.8 quake because, it wasn't anywhere near as big as the one we had at 6 this morning. So get that for an attitude of presenting the news. So clearly they weren't trying to hide anything. And at that, within a day or within 12 hours of that happening, there was also a fairly large quake in San Bernardino. That there is in the area of Landers Big Bear. That whole area is breaking up under there. And while this was all going on, there was a series of 5 to 6 magnitude quakes along the western coast of Mexico, just down below Baja California. So then those waves started bouncing back across the plate again, and early Saturday morning, yesterday morning, my days get mixed up, but I think it was early yesterday morning, there was now what they called a 5-point-something in the middle of Japan, right in a very dense area. It was well reported on the news early yesterday morning, yesterday or Friday, I think it was yesterday, and they called it a 5, but from the damage that was done, you know they have the high-speed trains over there. They always stop them. They're motion detectors, which will stop them till they check the tracks to make sure nothing's wrong before they go flying along at 70, 80, 90 miles an hour. Well, what happened was they noticed that a great deal of the track network near the epicenter of the quake in a highly populated area had been bent, and been bent laterally. Not just up and down, but laterally. That meant quite a shearing effect in terms of the topography of the island. That's major damage, and I don't care what dampers you put under buildings. If you shear the ground enough, the dampers won't be under the building anymore. So keep that in mind when you're arguing fancy earthquake protection. So that's where we stand right now with these waves building back and forth across the Pacific Plate. I've never seen them on such a short time scale as this before. And right now, the next set of waves should be on its way back here right around now. And I just would not want to be anywhere near Los Angeles. Barbra Streisand concerts or not. That's it for me.
I would hope that you ones would be paying attention as your geologists get brave enough to give you some of these updated television documentaries. You've had one recently within the last 2 or 3 weeks dealing with earthquakes, and it will take into consideration the Landers quake and actually all of the most recent quakes. The devastation that can happen to Japan, especially in Tokyo, is unthinkable. You have to consider how densely populated it is, the structures of their buildings, especially their dwellings, the fact that they literally cook on open fires, the fact that the gas that they have, they put in massive tanks right at the facility. It's worse than you house by house by house. I'm talking about humongous, like central water tank size, butane, gas tanks. When those go, it is just going to be incredible. And fire will take out that city hundreds of thousands will perish. There's no way to save them. They have tried to put parks and literally have taken some of the apartment buildings and the business buildings and have shields that will literally come down to protect on the park side of those buildings. And they call them firewalls in an effort to contain the fires from that park. And yet already there have been instances where thousands have died, piled upon each other from the fire in that place. And yet they run about exactly like you. Oh, it won't happen. When asked, do you believe there is an earthquake coming? Oh, no, I don't believe that. And yet they have simulated experiences where you can go for training. And they treat it like a ride at Magic Mountain. So when it happens, it's going to be massive. They also go back and talk about the New Madrid Fault. You see, you want to focus out here on these new faults in the West, or this new world out here in the West. It hasn't been that many years, my friends, that the Mississippi River changed its course because of the massive earthquakes down through that area of your nation. And the projections are that when it goes the next time, it will split a chasm where you'll have an inland sea from beyond the Great Lakes to the north all the way down through your nation. So there's much, much left to happen. A lot of that can be triggered early, according to what your unwise men choose to do. We do not make Armageddon. You make Armageddon. We do not present an apocalypse. You present yourself with an apocalypse. And we do not stop an apocalypse. You will stop it, or you will have it. So the next logical question, well, if it's all an illusion, what difference does it make? If that is the way you feel about it, it makes none whatsoever. If you care to grow so that your experience can move on, you'll work diligently to see what can be done in this manifestation to allow you to go beyond the cycle, the wheel, if you will, of these repeated experiments. Do we want to take time to read yesterday's? Would anyone care to just visit for a while and ask some questions and let's adjourn so that we can have a little bit of family time? We know Cantrells need to pack and prepare. Very good. As he begins to read this, I would like for you to know how it was written. You see, as things began to not work as you perceive they should, always comes the Wallace Caton. And Dormer will say, that's not his job and it's not mine. Well, but he knows and we don't. And so it was written a little bit under those kinds of pressures, EJ.
Yep.
You see, the perception of everyone in this room, including EJ, is that I'm as close as her whim. And I am. But I won't give you the answers.
Saturday, May 28, 1994. Have you forgotten? I speak to you and you and you. I speak to you, Dorma, as a receiver of my mind in sharing. I hearken you to look and see and hear the very breath of life abounding about you. Then I ask you to remember, for it will be in the remembering that you will find balance, harmony, and knowing. Don't turn to another. Turn to me. Interrogate me. And do not simply trust me on some foolish, blinded faith. Try me, for I shall endure, and then you shall know. How many things you children do not, know not. There are wonders upon wonders within every dimension of expression, and you only touch the infinite. And when you cannot see for a moment, you panic and abruptly change, charge hither and yon, and bluntly expressed, blow your own trip. Am I different from a moment ago, an hour ago, an eon ago? No, but you are. So why the heavy heart and the somnolent hesitation in your knowing, at least admission? I confront you, for it is within the very expression of you which will provide fuel for the lamps. Who are you? You are the expressions of yourself, of higher mind, and over mind, if you will. In each scenario, there are many players who must each and all come to comfort of recognition one of the other, always as the forces of the adversary come into play. You are fragile while awakening, and remembering, for you are earthly trained to doubt self, doubt God, doubt purpose, and doubt the very journey. Dear hearts, you are the children of the phoenix, be it a bird, a plane, or Superman. You have traveled into the reaches beyond the reality of some physical bindings. Most of you will find only tidbits of that which you perceive as past, and it will mean little to you emotionally, for purpose will expand and encompass all which has, is, and is yet to be. For you know there is a future expression in sequence. For if there be soul, there must be a next. What you fear is that you have and are misguided. I believe I better start that again. What you fear is that you have and are misguided and are somehow remiss if things do not attend to play as you perceive the lines to read and the action under direction. Remember that the adversarial critics of the performance are always efforting to cause you to fail in order to recapture the physical expression. Will some magnificent flying machine come to whisk you away in the moment of despair? Nope. But it shall in the moment of glory. Despair is that which is the lack of faith in knowing. Nothing more. You do not doubt or lack of faith if ye are in knowing. You continue to look into the faces of the masses as they appear in the crowded plazas of the various places wherein men gather to witness, or to object, or to demonstrate, for or against a thing. Most of the faces, my chelas, are empty, devoid of life. You are seeking life wherein it has departed, except for the functioning of bodies which are also only mechanical perceptions. You, Dharma, refuse to look within those empty eyes, for beyond you see the reality of probabilities. Will man awaken in time? In time for what? Is this not the play? Were not the lines and actions, as well as the players, long ago written, acted, and chosen? What are the free will decisions and choices left to mankind? Only those which lead him to or from God, his director, his connection with creation. The physical perception is but like a touchdown of a plane in an airport, wherein you disembark, have lunch, look about a bit, and leave again to touch down in another moment, on another field, in another reality. Therefore, you must make of each reality that which is expected from and by self. I have told you before that there is neither good nor bad, as you express it in the human judgments of another, or even of self. There is evil, both in intent and in action, for it is that direction of intent which pulls you into forgetfulness, away from the truth of God. There is only mind, there is only thought projected from mind, and there is higher or over mind, and there is the subconscious orchestrating mind, and there is conscious mind, the latter being the most totally blind of all that expression. The conscious mind only acts and sees that which is applicable to the perceptions of the receiving senses. You ones in my company effort to find balance with that which trains others, be it in a church house, another man's perceptions and or preconceived notions, as presented by others to allow you to see and be what they are. You are not what they are. You bear my own soul, and I shall not allow your loss within the morass of the jungle man has created from his imaginings. It is not a matter of giving up or even of surrendering unto my will, for I am but your will, for we have a mission, not simply I. I care not what you were, for what you represented in the past is but the training which allows for the now to be perfected. What each player was is but the actualization of the puzzle which allows the perfection again of the now and into that which is to come, to be danced awake into the merging of your dream with reality of beingness and knowingness within the presence of that which created you. The expression nears wherein God reclaims his property from your experience. Did you think that to be just another trip for man? Let us think upon this a moment. If you had left property in the form of technology or unfolding knowledge in the midst of a most primitive people, what would you do when you returned to pick up the property at a later moment? Would you not see what has been utilized, what has simply been destroyed, and upon what basis? Would you leave it longer or simply remove it? Or the students? If you were the creator of these things, what would you do? Would you just promise them a cloud ride? Suppose through those conscious senses that they had simply bred themselves devoid of living soul, that transitional energy of infinity. Let us say that you perceive hate, greed, and total evil sweeping over the lands and the inhabitants which once were purely perfection. Ah, but you do not destroy. You are God and can only create. What then will you do? You will have given man, your creation, freedom to choose his directions, and sorting is at hand. How will you choose? Will you snatch him away, like wine before its time? Or will you allow him to play out his scene and see what are his choices in direction and learning? Will or would you not cause creation of that resource to continue the line of creation which must survive through the time of transition according to manifestation? Do you not give that which is unto your children that they might find their way and make honorable and feasible passage? You as stewards and guides must reach out and offer, as do we of the guardians and overminds of higher expression. In other words, are you moving toward a world inhabited by brethren of other places and dimensions for the next experience? Or will man simply destroy himself? Man can be destroyed. The essence of man cannot be touched. You must deal with that which, however, is recognized in the consciousness of man, even if not by even the majority of mankind. I do not need to move to a theory of light, for instance, for light is all there is, but perceptions need expression. There are some four recognized forces which are fundamental. Strong, the force that holds particles together in the nucleus, and that at a deeper level holds quarks together in a particle. But never mind the facts at this writing, which are that all things are held together not by drawing within, but by compression. Each is force, but one is in total opposition to the other, electromagnetic, the force that acts between charges and magnets. This holds true whether the force is between the most tiny fragment of perception or the largest recognized parts, say, a whole universe. Weak. This has to be considered if you have strong. This is the force responsible for some radioactive decay processes. One example is the beta decay of the neutron, the only real particulate force which does not decay is the light particle, which we casually call photons. But that is a long and tedious lesson not pertinent to this discussion. And of course that which you call gravity, the attractive force that one piece of matter exerts on another. This is present whether that attraction is magnetic or like density and expression of motion and matter. Now again, we must always refer to expression and perception, for that is all you have upon which to focus. So although the four forces appear to be very different, they are regarded, even by your physicists, as simply different aspects of a single fundamental force. When forces, such as electricity and magnetism, are seen to be a single force, we say that the forces become unified, and theories that exhibit this fundamental unity are called unified field theories. You can, on your place, already demonstrate that the weak and electromagnetic forces will become unified at energies now capable of projecting in your own laboratories. In other words, scribe, the differences between electromagnetic and weak forces disappear at a given point of unification, and ultimately all four recognized forces will and do become totally unified. In your so-called scientific world of language and expressions, there are theories and standard models which take in such elaborate things and calculations around such as quarks and leptons, etc. What's a lepton? Ed, you ever heard of a lepton?
Yes, they're little green beings that are very lucky.
They come from Mars.
There's a whole array of sub-atomic particles that the physicists, just like Commander alludes to it in the writing, that the physicists have invented to explain the way those little tracks in bubble chambers. You see these little things swirling around and spiraling, and that those are all different particles. They've named them all different things. The lepton is one of those. And just as mysterious as a leprechaun.
Well, at least it isn't a misspelled leprechaun, then. I don't want to go into this here, because it will only complicate the thought patterns of the ones who are working from my instructions. The accepted grand unified theory is about to fall apart, for instance, for it is built on the expectation of and a prediction of decay of the proton. How can they test it? The speculation is that it will decay with a half-life many orders of magnitude longer than the lifetime of the universe. So what have you? And how can you ever test such a theory? Why not work on the factual evidence of non-decay, which is the photon? I am continually amused as the tongue-in-cheek physicists attempt to produce a theory called the theory of everything, TOE. Well, it is closer than anything else you have offered, as rests on the fundamental force acting between particles. The world becomes, in other words, and very simply, one kind of force and one kind of particle. Too simplistic? So be it. Now we can go on into chaos. Waves and fractals.
Oh, well, let's just march right on through chaos.
Chaos.